with 9 Juno Awards, an MTV Video Music Award, World Music Award for World's Best Selling Rock Artist, and 3 Billboard Music Awards, Nickelback is now enjoying the success of their most popular album. All the Right Reasons was re-released on July 10th with additional live tracks. It is their 5th album, with work on a 6th already underway.
I hope we never stop coming up with ideas for tunes, but yeah, I don't know when we would be releasing that. You can have a really clear picture as to how you think that next, or any song for that matter, as you're going in, is going to sound. And then once you start putting the meat on the bones, you know, and then putting the icing on the cake, it really starts to shape itself.
Chad wrote most of the songs for All the Right Reasons on a tour bus between cities. At the time, he was going through a difficult relationship.
A lot of stuff on the Nickelback albums, I try to draw from personal experiences. Because we meet a lot of people, just traveling around on the road. We meet actors and we meet sports stars, and all of them lean into you at some point in time and go, you know, God, I'd love to switch jobs with you even for a week. That's cool. You know, that's amazing. I don't want to switch jobs with anybody.
Chad's brother and fellow band member Mike Krueger actually came up with the group's name.
Everything at the coffee shop my brother was working at was $1.95, $2.95, $3.95, $4.95, whatever it was. So all day long was, here's your Nickelback. And he was kind of like, Nickelback? You know, what the hell's a Nickelback? So he called me up and he was just like, what do you think of the name Nickelback? And I'm like, what does it mean? You know, and he's like, well, it doesn't mean anything. Perfect.
Nickelback's career boasts over 25 million records sold around the world, making them the 3rd best-selling Canadian band in music history, behind The Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive. Chad describes the band's highlight.
We were just in Toronto, and we were inducted to the Canadian Walk of Fame, which is, you know, it's like getting the star on Hollywood Boulevard, but it's the Canadian version of. When we went up to accept the award, I was like, I was choking back tears so hard, and I'm like so choked up, and I'm trying not to cry, as it was just such an honor. It was really, really an honor.
Nickelback are donating the revenue from digital sales of their song, If Everyone Cared, to charity.
You know, where do you focus? Where, when you can help, where do you send some money or help out in any way? Between Ryan's wife's charity, International Children's Awareness, it would be great to sort of go halfers, you know, and allow them to take half of the proceeds and allow Amnesty International to take half the proceeds.
So far, the song has been downloaded more than 600,000 times.
All I can say is, not enough. Still not enough. You know, we need to do more.
Nickelback has been on tour for 2 years. Chad says he loves making a connection with their international fans.
We were just in Quebec, and we played to, I think it was the largest crowd we've ever played to. I think it was about 100,000 people. And the whole time I'm sitting there, like in the 7th grade, I actually took French, and I'm like, why didn't I just pay just a little more attention? Because this would be so much cooler if I could just scream a couple more phrases.
For now, Nickelback continues to tour and write songs for their next album. I'm Larry London, VOA News.